And so there's been several complaints with regards to how fast or the pace at which the collection of PVC exercises and going in different parts of the state. You've heard on the news many people talking about how slow the process is, how much hands are needed, and the few hands that we have at some of the centers where people are going to pick up their PVC, and how much of a threat that is posing for residents who registered and waiting to collect their PVC so they can exercise their franchise come 2023. Well, to talk about all of this is the IDEC head of voter education and publicity here in Rivers State, Mark Isusulo. I'll be speaking with him this morning to give us insights into the exercise generally. What could be the delay? Perhaps he would give us answers to some of the questions you have. Also, there's been talks about vote buying, PVC purchasing by some political parties, alleging the parties are purchasing PVCs from individuals. Now, if INEC has said that we have the BVAS machine, which would mean that PVCs that you purchase or buy from anybody becomes useless if you're not the person who registered it, why then is there still the concern? Why is there still the idea that people are buying PVCs from individuals? In fact, ultimately, why are people selling their PVCs? So INEC will give us answers to all of this. And also, don't forget, recently, attacks on the INEC facilities across the country. Could that affect our elections? Well, these and more form our conversation for this morning. Remember that we are live on Facebook and Twitter, so you can be a part of the conversation. Simply get on Facebook and follow us at Nigerian for PH. You can get to watch us live, and also get to make your contributions at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. The question on Facebook: let us know how the PVC collection exercise is going in your location. How is the PVC collection exercise in your location? We've had many complaints. What about yours? Is it the same thing? Would like to find out. Get on Facebook and let us know. You can also do well to send us WhatsApp messages, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number, 0809-030-6416. We'll be right back. So the challenges you're facing, we'll open the phone lines and get to hear from you while we'll try to establish contact with our guest via telephone. Tell us what your experience has been, what the situation has been at your location when you went to collect your PVC. How's the exercise so far? 0700923 0923 0700923 0923 is the number for you to call. You can also reach us on 0817923 0002 or 0817923 0007. What is the situation like at your end when you went to collect your PVC? Many complaints has been slow. Is that the same for you? Has it been really slow at your end? Let's find out. 0800923 0923 is the number to call. So if you know, you heard some of the headlines that came out, a few things and requirements for INEC to ensure that the election is smooth. One of them was the conversation about vehicles that INEC would need, and boats and gun boats. Pretty sure that would be geared aimed at the riverine areas to see how the commission can cover up those areas and ensure a smooth election in some of those areas. According to INEC's statement, it says that it needs over 100,000 vehicles and over 4,000 boats and gunboats to ensure that it delivers as part of preparations for the 2023 general elections. In fact, the thought for many people would be the fact that this is coming now, or INEC is making this known now. The idea would, shouldn't this have been something that would have been prepared for or planned for or budgeted for, whatever it is? Do we even need to know that you need this? Is this an information that we need? Because the idea is you should have been prepared. This is December, elections in February. Nigeria Info, good morning. And we lost that call. Well, the chairman said they entered an agreement with the NURTW, that's the Nigerian Association of Road Transport Owners, and National Road Transport Union of Nigeria, to ensure the availability of these vehicles that they would need for the elections. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Comrade Letambari. Calling from Bori.
Go ahead.
Yes, as regards to the PVC collection, I think it's going well somehow here in Bori. But the problem still remains that in Kano local government, we have villages that you need to pay close to it.
Hello.
800 naira going back.
Letambari, can you take that again, please? We didn't get you.
Yes, I said it's also going well here in the PVC collection. At least they are coming out. But the problem we have...
Oh, my goodness. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah. I said the problem we are having, it is going on smoothly as regard to collection of PVC. But the problem we have in Kano is that there are villages that you ought to pay 800 naira from your village to Bori before you can be part of that.
So everybody, I want to understand, how many points do we have for pickup of a collection of PVC? Is it just one? Is it just one center? Is it just one center?
Yeah, for now, you know, they've not gone into the world. They've not gone into the world for now.
For now, yes.
At the local government level. So you have to pay that amount, 1,600, to go in and coming back. To go and pick your PVC, and it's difficult for our people. Until when I believe that it will be well, when the commission.
Oh goodness me, Letambari. You know, another interesting thing is this is where you begin to look at the candidates that are running, the local government chairman, councillors, and all the rest of them. What is being done to see that you aid people collect these PVCs, access to these centers, so it's easier for them? Perhaps we have buses that convey people. Many would look at is the Yuletide, and then the economic situation where you think about how much you want to spend just to go pick up a PVC, that's enough to discourage some people. Shouldn't we have some sort of subsidy by governments or individuals or candidates or local government chairman, whoever, to aid people, ensure that we have a higher number of people going to collect their PVCs? And there are certain things that INEC has also mentioned that would not be allowed. We know that phones, according to INEC, are not allowed in voting cubicles during the 2023 election. The chairman also said this, they're going to prohibit smartphones, and is even urging that people report any case of such. This was in Abuja while he was speaking yesterday. He said the ban of cell phones of voting cubicles is enforced, and that the commission has for some time now reorganized polling units so that ballot boxes are placed next to the voting cubicles to forestall that practice. So what that means is they can easily see if anybody would is using a phone. And I think this was something that was done to introduce to try and abate vote buying, because people go, then they try to take pictures of who they are voting for so they can show whoever is the person that was supposed to pay them the money to as proof that they voted for the party. There's also talks, INEC, speaking about BVAS breakdown, which is very essential. The BVAS is very important because bimodal voter registration system, so you know, it sort of like authenticates you before you can vote. That's what the machine does. But what if it fails? Which has been the conversation many people have been having. And it's also raised questions as to why people are accusing political parties of buying PVCs. If we're going to have the BVAS, then why are people still interested in buying a PVC? Hopefully, our guest will be able to tell us a few things about this. But the spokesperson for INEC at the national level, Festus Okoye, said the body has provided spare BVAS machines across all polling units. So the job is to ensure that nothing is done manually at that level. Everything done electronically. But would that suffice? Would that be enough? What we want to know is, what would happen if we still have people who are purchasing PVCs? In fact, why are they selling the PVCs? Is it that people don't know that you cannot use this PVC? If it is not yours, is it that the parties don't know about it? Well, let's get over to my guests quickly before we go on the commercial. You're welcome, Mr. Mark. Good morning to you.
Good morning, dear. How are you doing?
Very fantastic. Thank you. Mark Osolo is the head of voter education and publicity here in INEC. I was just going around a few things that the commission is trying to put in place to ensure a smooth election for 2023. But before we go back to some of those things, I'd like to start off with the most pressing concern for people in Rivers State, which is the collection of PVC. And reports we've been having is that some people are saying the difficulty, it's not quite easy for them. Can you tell us more as to what is being done to ease the exercise for people who want to collect their PVC?
It is not in all the areas that we are issuing these certificates. Most areas that are thickly populated, as you have a greater number of polling units like Obiakpo and Port Harcourt city local government area, we have a little surge, because whenever we come to areas that are thickly populated as regards the polling units, we used to have in quest for our services. Now we are issuing PVC, and we are trying to beef up manpower as regards these people that will engage in issuing the PVCs. Yesterday we did postings in INEC. We had to allot more personnel to Obiakpo local government and the Port Harcourt city local government, so that the issuance of PVC will can come to the difficulty. This can come to normalcy. But those collecting the PVCs are expected to conduct themselves in orderly manner, so that it will not be a cumbersome task. Even though it is rigorous, easy, if the administration of the people issuing these PVCs are in tandem with our rules and regulations. Like if they come, they are supposed to approach the person at the desk officer that is checking whether the names are in the register.
After that, how many desk officers do we have? Sorry to interrupt you.
Temporary voter slip. That is the prerequisite to issuing this permanent voter card. I don't think it will be a task with what we have put in place by beefing up the manpower.
Okay, Mark.
Supposed to be involved in this issuing of PVC.
Mr. Osolo, we have a short commercial coming up, but you said a few things. You said that they meet the person at the desk, and then they have to present a card, a voter card.
Yes, they need to present their slip, that is their temporary voter slip,
okay,
to the issuance officer. This temporary voter slip scholarship is what that was given to them when we were establishing this contract of continuous voter registration exercise. The PVC is the end product of that contract we had then with the voters. They would be voters. That is the electorate. Because when it comes to register under our program, continuous voter registration exercise, you are establishing a contract. We made an offer and you are responding by coming to register. So the end product is a permanent voter's card, which is section 16 of the Electoral Act said INEC must produce this for people to use. Means of accreditation is enabled by presentation of the permanent voter card via the primordial voter accreditation system. So this in tandem with our laws, extant laws and regulations guiding the process of voting. These are the measures. We are approaching we are still in the amber period by our activity. Very soon we are going to get to line where elections will be by the corner. So this, the issuance of these PVCs, we are not having a little range, but the teaching problems we are having is the most strictly local government areas where we have more polling units. We're having a little bit
short. Okay, Mr. Osulo, let's take a short commercial now. Just stay on the line for us. When we return, we continue. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Okay, we're back live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. My guest still, Mark Osulo, Head of Voter Education Publicity, INEC in Rivers State. Hello, Mr. Osulo, thank you for being patient and staying on the line.
Yes, I've been waiting and I was part of the market. I need to have part of the dividend.
Yeah, of course. That you can visit. Incredible. You can visit. Yes. You heard the ads. So any of them that's of interest to you, you can do well to visit. It's the reason why they have the ad on Nigeria Info. So because of the time, we know we didn't start quite early and there's still a lot to talk about. But let's just see how we can manage with the little time we have. You were talking about the process.
The teaching problems we had has been taken care of.
Okay.
The first part has been taken care of because when we started this issuance of PVC cards, the resident electoral commissioner went around the local government areas to know how the progression is in lieu of issuing these cards to the prospective. And we found out that the most local governments that are in the, within the metropolis, they have been a little short because of the deeply populated density of the local government.
Okay.
So what we did was to put personnel, adequate personnel to areas, which was done the day before yesterday in INEC, and today they are assuming their duty posts in those areas they are posted to, so that we can match the salt coming from the electorate.
All right.
And the second one is that we registered by June, July, their cards are not yet ready. We've only collected the 13 deliverance of the first tranche of the PVCs that are to come from those that registered from January to July 31st of this year when we stopped the CDR.
So which people can come to collect their PVC?
So those that their cards have not arrived should keep us little time before coming. Those that they registered from April to July. We have from January to March, and those that did transfer between this time I've just mentioned should relax a bit. All the cards will come this month, and I believe the commission is making every necessary move and logistics equally to be delivered.
All right. Before we let you go. So tell us which cards are available. Let's clarify that first. Which cards and which
from
people
January
should come to collect?
They are all available now, and some cards that are being updated. The ones that were updated, that is the transfers, and those that change their name because of their marital status or because of whatever reasons, they call it updates of the card. They are already between January and March. Then we are still expecting more from the headquarters. As we are collecting yesterday, they collected some other ones to the local government by the electoral officers from the NEC head office, River State here. So they will keep on going, put their steps in orderly manner. Everybody will receive the activity.
What has been done to increase the staff strength at the centers where they are collecting PVC?
That's what I've informed you, that we did that day before yesterday. Today, they are assuming their duty posts in the local government areas where they are posted to.
Okay.
To enhance the administrative ease of issuance of this PVC.
On WhatsApp, someone sent a message here. It says they applied since last August for a transfer and their card is still not available. And they've
last
checked
August?
2 days ago. Yes.
August. Is this year? Is it this year or last year?
Last year,
because
August.
The PVC register is closed by 31st of July.
He said last year, this August. Year. Last year, August.
Last year, August.
Yes.
It means some are invalid registrations. And some are valid registrations. Those that were issuing the PVCs now are those that fall within the valid registration, because after the consumer voter registration is done, we used to run what is called API, automatic identification system, whereby
okay.
we check those that register double and multiple, and we will delete that. They will not be given PVC because they had registered before. The law says that if you have registered before, you do not register twice, because we have centralized that. Even if you register anywhere in Nigeria, it must appear that you have done double registration. Even if you registered in 2011 and you want to register again in 2022, and it will appear as double registration, and the machine will not accept that.
He says he applied for transfer and did not register twice.
Even if the transfer,
yes,
they applied. Yeah, and then you should know that the cards are yet to come.
Okay. All right, we'll let you go now because we don't have a lot of time, and we're also supposed to have other guests on the show and take some calls. But then thank you for being a fantastic help to us on the show this morning. We'll definitely keep in touch with you to get more information. And one last thing, just clarify for us, is it possible there's allegations of people buying PVCs?
It is an airport utility, because there is no way you can vote without approaching the assistant presiding officer once. That will verify the authenticity of the card you are having, and to check whether you need. If the preliminary investigations is done correctly, they will avail you the opportunity to thumbprint at the BVAS, and the BVAS will look know whether you are the one or not. So there is no way you can beat the BVAS. And I am even trying to let the electorate know that such undue influence, they should abhor it and do the right thing. Nobody should come to pressure them to collect money or collect the numbers in their PVC. It is an effort opportunity. It is just to bring them to doing their bit, because there is nobody that will go to the polling unit to coerce you to do what you do not want to do. They should vote where they want to vote, vote a credible candidate of their choice without encumbrance. Nobody is an effort opportunity. In summary, it's an effort in putting.
All right, thank you very much, Marco Sulo, for your time.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, we just heard from INEC Voter Education and Publicity official here in River State. We'll also get in touch with the National INEC Commissioner, Festus Okoye, to also find out whether or not INEC is affected by some of the destruction that their offices across several parts of the country has witnessed so far. He'll be giving us updates on that and many more. Meanwhile, you can be a part of the conversation. Don't forget, send your opinion to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. And we're live on Facebook, don't forget, as well, at Nigeria Info PH, and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. I'll take a few messages on Facebook now. Senibo Abie says, asking politicians to aid citizens to collect PVC will give some politicians entitlement mentality to start votes, so please leave politicians out of this. Good morning, Prince Lee. I want to know if INEC officials work on Saturday. Maybe I'll find out from Festus Okoye as soon as we establish contact with him. But I think they should. Well, we'll verify from him. and then you'd get that information as quickly as possible. ANEC over the years has said nothing would affect or influence the timetable for the election. But most recently, we've been seeing certain eyebrows being raised and concerns and some demands made by the union, by the commission, I beg your pardon, to help them achieve a seamless election. Should we be worried at this point? Is there any need for concerns to be raised? All of this we'll find out from Festus Okoye, who we have on the line at the moment. Hello, Mr. Okoye. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
I know we spoke yesterday and you said you were not very, your health isn't that sound. I'm pretty sure it's work stress and you are fine now.
I'm pretty better, yeah.
Okay. Let's just dive into it because we have limited time. Concerns amongst many people would be that with the attacks on some of the commission's facilities and offices across the country, it seems like, we might have worries ahead of the election. Assure us whether or not is INEC sticking to its timetable or should we expect any changes anytime?
What we are doing is that we are specifically approaching the whole challenge about that in our offices nationwide. As the chairman of the commission pointed out, we had over 50 attacks in the details of the February. But in some of these attacks, we have fully recovered from them. In 2022, we had 8 attacks in some of our offices, and some of these attacks even occurred twice. In Abeokuta South local government area of Ogun State, so many CDCs were burnt, our generators were burnt, our cubicles were burnt, our power boxes were burnt. But we have moved to a new location, and we are going to fully recover from that. The same thing with our office in Ibi, local government area of Ogun State. The same thing with our office in Ondo local government and Ondo West local government of Imo State. So these attacks that have already occurred, we have the capacity to recover, and we are going to recover. But we have made it very clear that if these attacks occur too close to the election period, that it may be very difficult for us to recover and conduct the election in the affected local government.
So what is being done to avert such attacks? I mean, if they've happened once or twice, I'm sure the commission will be thinking of ways to safeguard its materials and ensure that these attacks do not repeat itself. And adding to that question would be, if we're having these attacks now on some facilities belonging to the commission, what would be the guarantee for safety of INEC staff and workers, ad hoc staff inclusive?
Well, we have adopted a two-track approach to the safety of our local government and state offices and our materials. The first track is what the commission is doing. We are engaging what I call strategic storage and movement of election materials. And we have also dispersed the risk in terms of our strategic materials, in terms of our sensitive materials. So most of our sensitive materials are not even in the location where these attacks are occurring. But we definitely move them to location when we are approaching the election period. We have also developed, we are also using technology to take care of our materials. We have what we call the INEC stamp, which is a rapid information relay system that we have deployed to all our local government offices to enable us to track some of these things before they occur. And we are also in close partnership with the various security agencies, and they have assured us that they are going to deploy and deploy adequately to all our offices nationwide. And not only that, they have also promised to upscale information gathering and information sharing among the various security agencies to prevent some of these things from happening. And so we are moving as quickly to make sure that we arrange the situation and proceed with our electoral process. In terms of our officials, in terms of election materials, and also in terms of the voters themselves, we have the clear assurance of the security agency that they are going to dominate the power, they are going to engage in show of force, and that every voter who is desirous of voting will have a safe and secure environment to vote during the election. But this does not obey the fact that we have a few security situation in different parts of the country, and we are watching the security situation in different parts of the country. But the Nigerian people are
desirous of voting. The Nigerian people are determined to vote, and this commission is also determined to give Nigerians a good election.
We spoke with the head of voter education and publicity here in Rivers State, Mark Usulo, just a few moments ago before speaking with you. And he was trying to address concerns raised by some Rivers residents, and I'm sure other Nigerians across the country, on some of the stress that they've had to go through just to get their PVCs and other complaints people have, people who did transfers and all of that. How is the commission handling this? What PVCs are available? What, when should we expect the other ones? With all the issues raised, is the commission confident of ensuring that everyone gets their PVC before election?
We are confident that every registered voter, everybody who values the legally registered, will get his or her PVC at the time stated in our timetable for PVC. We started the collection of PVC on the 12th day of December 2022. And this process will end on the 22nd day of January 2022. In between this period, on the 6th day of January to the 15th of January, we are going to devolve connection to the electoral areas or electoral ward so that these things will be closer to the people. We ask for understanding and we ask for patience. All those who carry that transfer must know that they can only collect their PVC in the place where they expected that they are going to vote. So if you are in Rivers and you transfer their voting location to Kaduna, for instance, you have to go to Kaduna, Kaduna North Local Government, for instance, to go and collect your PVC. So you cannot collect your PVC in the place where you are. It is in the place where you indicated you will vote. That is where your PVC will be. Now, for those who are saying in education, we have PVC because their previous PVC remains valid. The three council patients, every individual, we get his or her PVC. We have a standard operating procedure for PVC collection, and we have also the best plan on how to organize a PVC collection in the Delta local government. Very soon, national commissioners are going to move around the things they supervise to ensure studios put in place for PVC collection are being adhered to. And so we give for patience, we give for understanding. And the teaching problems we have at that now, we definitely figure out in the next few days.
Okay, a message here for you. Perhaps you can address this for us from a listener who says his wife did a change of name and transfer of polling unit in July 2021 via the INEC portal. Said they followed it on the portal and saw that both changes were approved on the website. However, when she went for her PVC, it is now in the new ward headquarter, but her old name is still on the new PVC. Unfortunately, the name on the voter's register displayed at the headquarters was her new name, while her PVC still carries the old name. Now, technically, she's disenfranchised. How can they salvage this?
She has not been disenfranchised. The moment you have any challenge with the PVC that has been issued to you, have a register where they can record that. And we will have the capacity to send that particular correction, and she can get a new PVC. But she has not been disenfranchised because her PVC is valid. I think that things will be on the debate on election day, and her patient will be on the debate on election day. And so there is no way she can be disenfranchised.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Festus Okoye, for your time. Wish we had a lot more time to have this conversation, but definitely in the future, I'm sure we would. We'll keep in touch for any updates from the commission. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the work you do for the people of this country. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Well, you heard the INEC National Commissioner, Festus Okoye. We also had the head of voter education and publicity here in Rivers State speak with us. And he says staff strength has been increased. So that means that in those local governments where they have loads of polling units, it'd be easier for you to collect your PVC and faster. So yes, now you have no excuse. Go out and collect your PVC. Meanwhile, you can tell us if you're still facing any challenges in whichever local government. All you need to do now is call us on 070-092- 0123. You still have these gentlemen listening to you online, and you too can join at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and Twitter. So you can tell us what it is like, the process, the exercise for collection of your PVC in your local government. A few messages I have here on WhatsApp says, good morning, Eze Victor from Lily Alimini says, I've collected my PVC and I know my polling unit. It was seamless. Another one says, let's see. This one says, good morning. When I want to collect my PVC at the INEC office in Omok last 2 months, there was no delay and no crowd at all. But it was when the new cards haven't been released. My card fell under the category of persons that changed locations. But when those who registered newly came, they were told to come back since theirs were not ready, as when I collected. Okoma Godwin Chooks from Erema Community. I think we heard from both of INEC officials talking about the cards that are available and the ones that are not. So you know when you registered, and if you know when you register, you know the cards that are available, then you can go for to pick up your cards. Otherwise, you might be turned back. Obodo Gabriel Peraway on Facebook says, please vote conscientiously. That's PVC. I don't know what you're trying to say. One guy is a factor for electorates to sell their PVC so they can get food to eat. Well, INEC has also said it's useless to sell your PVC because with the BVAS machine, it means that another person cannot vote with another person's PVC. So I'm sure that's something that we should be aware of, just in case we are not. Well, thank you very much for being a part of the conversation this morning, but this is where we'll draw the curtain on the Morning Crossfire. Hello, Port Harcourt comes up in the next few minutes with Jude standing by. Don't forget, collect your PVC. Your vote is important. Make it count. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Stay tuned.